Robinson. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Australia. September 2nd, 1896. Dear Brother Robinson, I address these letters to you because I do not know that Professor Prescott will be in South Africa when this arrives. I am not sending anything to Elder Haskell in this mail because I have reason to believe that he is on his way to Australia. If either of these brethren are there, please give them the letters addressed to Prescott. You may read them and copy them if you wish. My time is so limited that I cannot write as I would. I would be pleased to see you and your family, but do not expect that I shall enjoy this privilege. May the Lord give you increased faith and courage in him. Do not depend on any man to be brains for you. Think and put every God-given ability to the tax. Expect that the Lord will work in and by and through you. Do not lose your zeal. Do not submerge your identity in any human being. You may be safely one with God. You may hide your entire self in him. Be no man's shadow. Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. The word and the spirit agree. The instrument and the agent cooperate together. The truth is represented as the sword of the spirit. No tame message must come from our lips. The word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4, verse 12. This makes the word a power. Do not, I beg of you, sink down into a faithless position. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Believe. Believe without a doubt that God hears your prayers. If you feel weak and unworthy, he is your strength. The word is abundant in promises from God to us, and the Spirit helps our infirmities to plead these promises. The word shows the way. The Spirit helps us to walk in it. You need to cling to the Lord with all your might. The word is the seed of the Spirit, and the Spirit is the quickening power. Be firm and full of faith and trust in God. I feel deeply in regard to the missionary work in South Africa. I do hope you will not look to men, nor trust in men, but look to God and trust in God. We may expect large things, even the deep movings of the Spirit of God, if we have faith in his promises. Our greatest sin is unbelief in God. Has he not shown us how precious we are in his sight, and with what value he regards our souls by giving us Jesus? We are required to unite our souls with Jesus Christ, that we may have no tame, commonplace experience. Stand in God. Work with full confidence in God. Daily, a genuine conversion is needed. Unite your heart with God by clinging faith. He is the friend of sinners. You are invited to join your weakness to his strength, your ignorance to his wisdom, your nothingness to his merits, your frailty to his enduring might. Will you do this? I beseech of you by the mercies of God that you lean wholly upon Jesus Christ. In the place of turning your eyes to Battle Creek, turn your eyes to heaven and call upon God. It is a terrible education that our people have been receiving, to ask counsel of man instead of going to God, the source of all wisdom, grace, and efficiency. His church is married to him, and is to become a sharer in his kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. The joint heir has the assurance that he shall be loved as God loves his Son. Seek for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You must stand in your God-given personality before heaven. Your heart must be united with Christ's heart. Your life knit with hidden links to his life. Because he lives, you shall live also. Your interests must be bound up with the interests of Jesus Christ. Then you will be kept by faith in the power of God. Talk faith. Sow the seeds of faith. Reach up your hands heavenward for help. Arm yourself with the mind that was in Christ Jesus. You can place far more confidence in God, who gave his only begotten Son to die for your sin, if you will only pray to God, and not pray so much to Battle Creek, to human beings who are erring. Join yourself to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. The Lord is willing and anxious to teach you. Will you be taught by him, or must your teaching come by the way of Battle Creek? You have the privilege of becoming strong in God, or you may choose to depend upon the powers in Battle Creek and grow weak and uncertain. Look to God and expect him to guide you, bless you, and help you. He has a heaven full of rich blessings for all who seek them in faith. When you find yourself depressed and you have a sinking time, pray. Hold on by prayer to that arm that was stretched out to hold up a sinking Peter. It will give you courage, vital energy, and pure, unadulterated wisdom. Our people generally are to understand from whence their strength comes. Our reinforcements come from God. In your weakness, lay hold of infinite strength, and the people will see that you have the solid rock of God's promises beneath your feet. Your heart must turn away from human supports. If your heart goes out to Jesus in loving trust, you will be strong. You will say, "Brethren, have courage in the Lord." But if the people see that you have a hesitance to venture out and take responsibilities, they will think, "Well, he is weak and cannot advise and counsel us." Be strong and talk hope. Press your way through obstacles. You are in spiritual wedlock with Jesus Christ. The Word is your assurance. Approach your Savior with the full assurance of faith, joining your hands with his. Follow God where he leads the way. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. He will teach. You must as willingly as he will teach somebody else. My brother, your Christian experience has been too hesitating, too undecided. Change this attitude. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Talk as one who knows whereof he speaks, and you will have a testimony like Caleb's. We are well able to go up and possess the goodly land. Hold fast to Jesus, and offer your prayers to him, and not to Battle Creek. In love.